Ladies, give it up for number 34, running back Alex Collins.
You can draw a nice crowd out here.
I know. I don't want to judge, but I feel like this has been the best, most exciting turnout.
So far, so good.
That's that Ravens flock right there.
Yes. A lot of selfies and autographs.
Tough one yesterday, but you were running hard.
Always.
You know?
It's just that mindset. You know, I try to, impose my will as much as I can anytime I have that opportunity.
You know, what's crazy, and my daughter and I were talking about it yesterday, is you got the shaded eyewear, you know what I mean, protective wear. Then all the dreads are flying around when you're running. It's a crazy look. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's different than most people. Is that by design or it just kind of happened that way?
It just kind of happened that way, but I definitely feel like it's intimidating when you see this guy. You can't even see his face, and he's just coming full speed at you.
And hair running all over the place.
Hair flying all over the place. I just feel like in their mind, they're like, man, let me get out of the way.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening.
Hey, before we continue, let's go ahead and get traffic, Marianne.
Hey, Liz Drabeck.
Hey, Marianne, thank you very much. Along the inner loop, the speeds are coming back up. There's a patch of traffic as you head away from Wilkins. Up top, you're busy both loops through Towson. The JFX down Harrisburg, still crowded southbound through Timonium. No late issues northbound to the Fort McHenry Harbor tunnels. Delays are clearing out. And then it's southbound 95, a little heavy through the Howard County exits. This report is sponsored by Tevis Propane. That's traffic. Liz Drabeck, 98 Rock.
Marianne showing plays.
I'm watching him river dance.
And Alex doesn't really, a lot of players don't like to go back and see that stuff, but Alex is he's one of the more intriguing players in the league because he travels around, he learns river dance, he knows how to play piano.
That's right.
Dude's got a lot going on.
Taught yourself how to play?
Yeah, I took a class in eighth grade and just learned from there, but I could never read music, so I play by ear. So
yeah.
I could just listen to a song and just
figure it out. Yeah, it's better. It makes you more, pay attention a little bit more rather than just the
road. Yeah, and it's unique to what you're good at. You know, from reading the music, you can learn it at your own style, and it's a lot easier to play.
Dancing with the Stars, have they
they call me. I'm on the way. that's my shot right there.
That's your thing.
Professional Irish dancer.
Right, but I want to hear him play piano, too. Do you have a keyboard that you travel with?
I know. I need one, right?
Yeah, like
just
a full.
Just right before the game.
Right.
Just get my mind.
Just,
clear
that
my
would
mind.
Be therapeutic,
you know,
I bet.
It was this time last year that you kind of burst onto the scene here. They picked you up. You were sort of bouncing around a little bit on the practice squad. Then they called you up, and it was game on. Mm-hmm. So what has changed for you between this time in 2017 and now?
Just trying to have that same attitude and that same mindset, just coming in every day working hard and just trying to get better and bettering myself and my teammates as well. You know, we're on the road. We're doing well right now. We're just trying to keep that going and just having that right mindset every day when you get going to the facilities, just that I'm going to try to get better today mindset. It really helps and just make you work hard that day.
Marianne, I'm out of the facility every week on Wednesdays usually, and I'm like, man, this guy, he's a phenom. He's blowing it up. Alex Collins, can I get him sometime? And they're like, good luck. So Alex, when practice, I mean, they all, on three, one, two, three, one. And then Alex, he runs straight, helmet on, right into the facility. There's no stopping him. You can't get him. So this is like the longest time I've talked to him. Yeah. Excuse me.
He seems super approachable.
What's behind that? I mean, that you just don't like to. You don't want to get too caught up in you.
No, it's I always run off the practice field like that because I feel like I'm not done until I completely stuff off the field. So no matter where we are, I'm just always in a full jog till I get off. And, it's just kind of like no matter how hard that practice was, me pushing myself to run and jog all the way till I get off the field, it's that kind of mindset, just push forward
They're
no matter how hard it is.
I know, but listen, they know how to put off the media.
It's like you're a telemarketer, and they're at work trying to focus.
It is
and
so
you're like,
that,
can
that
I bother
way.
You for 5 minutes?
Listen, Za'Darius Smith or Michael Crabtree, I say, hey, Crab, can I get a second? Yeah, I'll be right back. And then they'll go back into the bathroom.
That's not true.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
We need like a code word that Kirk can say to you that'll be like, remember me from the other day?
Listen,
and then you'll talk to him.
No, I got you. I'll be right back. And then I'll be standing there, and you stand there in the middle of the locker room for like 10, 15 minutes. Then you better go get somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then as soon as you leave, they come
back.
You're gone.
Oh, right.
And yeah. So then they just go
little
back.
Cat and mouse. That's great.
That. Now you're friends. Now he'll interview.
I know. See,
oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I got you now.
BFF. See that?
I got you
it now. Just takes, it takes a second.
I'll be looking for you now when I'm talking.
Maybe I should go. Maybe he'll, I hey, should go it, and yeah. figure out how to.
How would you feel in the locker room with guys walking around with no towel on? Because sometimes guys will let the towel drop just to see what kind of reaction you get from the female.
Even if a female is in there?
I mean, hey.
It's your office.
It's official.
Yeah, it's the locker room.
I need to start during the interviews, yeah. Kirk. I think you need to take a back seat.
That's right.
I can get them to open up a little bit more.
What's Marianne doing? She's playing jump rope in the locker room.
Ew. She's not making eye contact with anyone.
All right. Hey, more with Alex Collins coming up. Ladies, give it up. Alex Collins brings a crowd out here, Marianne.
It is a purple evening.
You just, you're like...
Oh, my gosh. That was funny, though.
You have a little conversation going on.
Yes, I talk to people. Yes.
On the side.
No, but you are going to regret that. You just added Kirk on Twitter.
No, I'm not going to bother you.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't He's add
gonna...
me yet.
Every Wednesday morning.
How you feeling?
Yeah.
No, that's not me.
Slide
let me just get
an update. I promise I won't update everybody
that's
in the world.
That's so
on.
Not
Dude, just
me.
One question. One quick question
all
on
it
the
takes,
record.
All it takes is to do that a time or two, and then I'm done. You're going to be
know, right?
avoiding me, running past me with your helmet on. I'm not going
like
to do that.
Like you always do.
All right, so that was a tough game. How do you put it in the rearview mirror and get ready for Tennessee? And sort of unfair, they got Dean Pease, who knows everything.
You know, we just go to the film, watch the film, try to learn from the mistakes and things that we did bad and just keep the things that we did well and just move forward from there. You know, it's back to the drawing board. You know, we're looking ahead now. You know, we're about to game plan these guys and just get ready for this next game. You know, you got to put it behind you. You don't want it to keep affecting you. So,
how hard is it to watch that video?
It's tough. Anytime you're watching a loss, it's just like, oh, if I did this one little thing different, that could have been a difference in the game.
Dude, I saw you run. I mean, so that ball.
Oh, yeah.
You run that ball.
Right.
That ball
yeah,
high and tight.
I'm trying to run
night.
Through somebody out
yeah.
there.
Hey, when I was a kid, if a running back dropped the ball on the ground, he'd have to take it to the grocery store, to the movie theater. So how about, I mean, is there anything? You just got guys pulling on you all the time.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So especially, like, if I was to walk around the facility with a football or something, that's definitely a raise your awareness because you'll have people who you at least expect. You got the trainers and the coaches punching at you. Yes.
Yeah, oh, thanks.
Yeah,
that's
but
like a real
it's
safe
good,
space.
Though.
Great.
That sucks. I would not want to. Another reason I would not play football.
See, I just picked my phone up to look at his Instagram handle.
Oh.
Because it's not what you would think it is. I put in, and you know when you put somebody.
Well, it's public, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you should probably get it out there. What is it?
You want to say it or you want me to?
Well, yeah, you want
He doesn't know how to pronounce. You know how to pronounce
Buddha?
It? Okay.
Look at my Buddha right there. Look at that Buddha.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
I got a Buddha right there.
You got one before me.
Look at us bonding up here. See that? We're bonding it up.
Do you have a tattoo?
I have plenty.
Oh, of course
he
does.
My Buddha tattoo right here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's my Buddha
tattoo. That's right.
Cool.
So, listen.
Let me add it.
Are you, I mean, is this comfortable for you in Baltimore? Is this an area that you could see yourself living the rest of your life? Do you like this area?
Most definitely. You don't like this area?
I grew up here. I'm asking you because you probably didn't know. I mean, you were in Arkansas. You're out in Seattle. Now you're in Baltimore.
Uh-huh. I played lacrosse, too, in high school. So, yeah, it's a big lacrosse area, too.
Yeah. How did you do that?
Where
did you grow up?
I grew up in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, and lacrosse has made it to Fort Lauderdale.
That's right. One of the coaches there at my high school is actually from here, so he really reached to get lacrosse going throughout our high school, and I picked it up, and that was one of the things that I did in high school.
Dude, you're like a Renaissance man. Where did this come from?
Playing piano.
I mean, you got a little something going on. You dabble. Did your parents instill that? Was it a buddy, a mentor?
It was my high school football coach. He that was one of his things because other coaches, high school football coaches, they kind of made it a year-round thing for their players to just always be in football. But
that's not
he
healthy.
Was more like, you know, see
Expand
what else you're
mind.
Good out, try something else. So I went from football to track, just whatever the next season was, I was getting active and just staying in shape.
Well, I mean, not just that, but, I mean, all the other mind-expanding things that you do like, you know, the river dance and the piano and the traveling.
And Buddha.
Yeah,
that's
Buddha,
right.
Buddha 3. Hey, we appreciate having you here, and I love all the different facets to your personality. It's great.
Yeah, so, it is. It's refreshing.
Thank you. I appreciate
keep
it.
Up. Give it up for Alex Collins, y'all, running back, number 34 for the Baltimore Ravens. It's a purple evening.
You say you're going to learn the Irish dance?
Oh, dude, I could. Yeah, I do.
I see you. I'm going to stop every time off the practice field.
That's
if I
how
see
you get the interview.
Yeah,
he,
exactly.
He does it.
It's called, I do the Middle River Dance out this bad boy. All right, it's Kirk and Marianne on 98 Rock.